Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Today, institutional momentum is driving major shifts across the crypto landscape. The market is witnessing robust changes as traditional financial players deepen their exposure while regulatory and legal frameworks are evolving. In one major development, institutional investors now hold over 10% of the total Bitcoin supply. ETFs contribute roughly 1.5 million coins, and publicly listed companies add nearly 1 million more, collectively representing a value north of $250 billion. Meanwhile, Ethereum ETFs have eclipsed their Bitcoin counterparts during their anniversary week, with BlackRock's flagship product leading an inflow surge that starkly contrasts with the outflows observed in Bitcoin funds. On the altcoin and decentralized finance front, Tron's record performance in the first half of the year reflects significant growth in transaction volumes and stablecoin supply, reinforcing its dominance in the DeFi space. However, Lido, the leading Ethereum staking provider, faces headwinds with its market share dipping to a three-year low as STETH depegging issues and an expanding withdrawal queue weigh on investor confidence. In a parallel move, Solana has boosted its block capacity by 20% to handle higher transaction volumes, an upgrade designed to slash fees and improve overall performance. On the token movement front, Ripple's co-founder has transferred a substantial amount of XRP across multiple wallets amid rising scam warnings, even as XRP experiences retracement from recent highs. The meme coin market too feels the pressure. Major assets like Dogecoin, Shiba Inu, and Pepe have slid following Pump.fund's confirmation that an anticipated airdrop is not forthcoming, while a significant liquidation wave led by Ethereum and XRP has underscored the current market volatility. Regulatory and legislative action remains a focal point. The House has recessed early amid a dispute over sensitive files, stalling crypto policy initiatives such as blockchain pilots for veterans' benefits. At the same time, President Trump's crypto working group is poised to deliver its comprehensive report on stablecoin oversight, token classification, and enforcement reforms. The Senate is also advancing a streamlined market structure bill that could ease ICO fundraising by classifying certain tokens as non-securities. And India is ramping up crypto tax enforcement by leveraging artificial intelligence and international data sharing frameworks. Legal challenges have surfaced as well. A revised RICO suit now names Pump.fun, Solana Labs, and related entities for allegedly running an unlicensed meme coin gambling operation, with losses estimated in the multiple billions. In related news, FTX creditors are scheduled to receive the next round of payouts by the end of September, while on-chain gambling analytics reveal evolving deposit trends across Ethereum, Tron, Solana, and BNB chain. It all sometimes feels like navigating a high-stakes arcade level, reminiscent of the challenges in Contra, where every move counts. Overall, the crypto ecosystem is defined by a blend of bullish institutional activity, tightening regulatory measures, and emerging legal scrutiny. Innovations in fiat integration and persistent policy debates reinforce the market's maturation. With multiple forces converging, investors remain alert as these multifaceted dynamics continue to reshape the digital asset landscape. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.